A number of years ago, I don't remember how it happened, but there came into my hands a number of cassette tapes, and it was they were not good recordings, and you'll understand why when I tell you they were recordings from the distant past. And there was some preaching by a great preacher of yesteryear. That's an old-fashioned word, isn't it? Well, this was an old-fashioned tape. And her name was Amy McPherson. And she was preaching away. And one of the things I remember, all those were fascinating tapes. One of them was entitled, The Seven Sneezes of Shunem. It was about the prophet raising the child that had died. But on one of the tapes, and I was reminded of it as Pastor Graber was speaking last night. I don't know if his preaching has any resemblance to hers, but it came to mind that she said, the most beautiful word in the Bible is a simple four-letter word, and it is come. It is my favorite word in the whole Bible, because God, and she describes the greatness of God and the love of God, and he says come to people like us. He invites us to come right into his heart to receive all that he has provided for us. And she just goes at it with that word come, and it becomes your favorite word too. That's, she had a way, didn't she? If it was her favorite word, and she could persuade you that it was yours too. But you just wanted to come, and so do we. We're coming. We're coming to the Lord today and in these days. And you know, last night when we heard about thirsting for God and his fullness of blessing, we sang it the other night, child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit, nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. But what was the phrase I was looking for from that verse, from that song? Thirsting for God and his fullness of blessing. Child of the world, are you tired of your bondage? And it says, thirsting for God and his fullness of blessing. Here's a promise for you. And ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit, come to the fountain. There's fullness in Jesus, all that you're longing for. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart, for the gift I am bringing while you are seeking me, I will be found thirsting for God. Thirsting for God and his fullness of blessing. A little story came to mind that my father used to tell. And I thought this might be helpful to someone here. I don't know who that person might be, maybe more than one. I know it's helped me many times over the years. My father used to tell a story. You remember him, of course. Those of you who have been coming here over the years, he was always here at camp, and or for the last years anyway, on Labor Day weekend. And he went to be with the Lord last year on Labor Day. Just as the season drew to a close, I was packing my things in the room over there, and they were keeping in touch with me about how he was slipping away. And then when we were driving home, you were in the car with us, the Meckles were there. When we were driving home, I got the call that he was in glory. But anyway, this was one of his stories, and you may have heard him tell it too, but it bears repeating. When he was a kid, he came to New York to live with his Uncle Hans, and he went to high school, so he was in his teens, and it was his birthday. And at that time, when it was your birthday, I guess it was at the meal, the main meal, they used to celebrate, you know, bring in a cake with candles or whatever was your favorite. And then there would always be prayer for the person that was celebrating their birthday. And probably one of the ministers or more than one would go to that person and pray over that one. Maybe lay hands on them and pray over that one. You know, you want to get a nice word from the Lord that says things like, You've been seeking the Lord with all your heart, and He's going to meet you and fulfill the longings of your heart. You want something like that, don't you? Well, he apparently wasn't as on fire or earnest as he ought to have been at that time, and he was terribly embarrassed by what happened at his birthday celebration. You know what was said over him? This was it: if you would pray for 1 minute a day. Now remember, you've always heard, you know, seek the Lord, read through the Bible every year, and pray for an hour a day, and praise the Lord for 15 minutes a day out loud, stuff like that, you know, from time to time. Anyway, you'd hear this kind of thing. Well, this is what was said over him: if you would just pray for 1 minute a day. They said this out loud in front of all the people he was living with there at the home. If you would just pray for 1 minute a day that God would make you hungry and thirsty for Himself, He would do it. Or maybe He actually said it. I don't know if it was a message that came from His heart. If you would just pray that I would work a hunger and thirst in your heart for 1 minute a day, I would. I would do it. Well, that says something it was embarrassing to him that everybody now knows that he isn't even praying 1 minute and living in the preacher's home and all. Well, it was good for him because it gave us something too. I've heard that story so many times. And it says this, that God awakens hunger and thirst for Himself. Somehow He reveals Himself and His treasure to us in His Word. By His Spirit, and He awakens that. And then the other thing, He wants that. He wants to come to us. That, I mean, 1 minute, He'll awaken something in you that'll just a cry for Himself. 1 minute a day. Just ask Him, and He'll do it. And I thought, you know, maybe we're here, and we've come because there's some kind of a desire in our hearts, but that could use some strengthening. it could become a real cry after God. We heard of David last night calling, crying out, "My soul thirsts for the living God." God wants to strengthen that. And He shows us that He wants to. Just in that little story that my father told repeatedly, He shows us that by just turn your attention to me for 1 minute a day, and I'll give you something precious, something, a cry in your heart for more of Myself. And I thought, wow, that's been so helpful to me over the years too. Your fervor sometimes flags. You ever notice that? Did that ever happen to you? Sometimes it happens. And the Lord wants to kindle that fire in our hearts. He wants us to come close to Him. There's where the fire is burning. And He wants to kindle that fire, that earnest desire, that hunger and thirst, that love for Himself and that longing for Himself. He could make it stronger. So if there's anybody here, maybe you were hearing about thirsting and you said, "I'm not sure that I really thirst like that." But we're invited to come to Jesus and to drink, but we're also invited to come to Him, and He'll stir that up in our hearts. He'll make it what it should be, that desire for Himself. And so maybe there's someone here, I don't know, but maybe there's someone here who senses, you know, I know I belonged at that Labor Day conference, but I don't know if my longing for Jesus is what it once was or what it might be. Well, just turn your attention, your heart to Him. And 1 minute a day, that just shows us. I'm not asking you to pray for 1 minute. We're here in this meeting for 2 hours and this afternoon and this evening again. But it just shows us that little reaching out, just a little, the Lord wants to strengthen our heart's desire for Himself. He just wants us to come. Come to Him, and He'll come to us, and He does, and He works in us in such precious ways Just that little reaching out. I've often thought of that. I thought I'd share it. And again, many of you probably heard that, maybe more than once. But I just thought I'd share that as a little memory of his ministry here also. You know, he was praying for more than 1 minute a day when he was preaching to us. But it happened. There was a beginning there. There was a beginning. And there was a spark that kindled that wonderful flame, the love of God burning on the altar of our hearts. Praise the Lord. So come, he'll bless you and strengthen you and make you hunger and thirst for himself. Praise the Lord. Now last night during the time when we were waiting on the Lord after meeting, I heard a song being played on the organ. You might think we're switching gears here, but I'm drawn to this song this morning and feel that we should sing it. It also says, come, come. 335. I believe it was played because in the last verse it speaks about the river of life, the water that's flowing forth from the throne of God, and that we ought to come and drink deeply and come to the feast. But the whole song is an invitation. Did I get the right number? 335. Come ye disconsolate, where'er ye languish. And I feel a sense in my heart that it would be right for us to sing this song and come to Jesus this morning. If there are those whose lives have been touched by sorrow, he's inviting us to come and look to him. He is so great and so wonderful, and he can fill every need. Oh. Hallelujah. We don't know the reasons that we're drawn to a song like this. It seems, as I said, like a shift of gears. But this summer, in one of the meetings here at camp, I still remember that Wally Fogel got up and she talked about the deep sorrow that was in her heart a couple days before, thinking of her twin sister's passing, and how one of the ladies in the camp that she had never met before ministered to her just by a friendly word, asking about her, and they got to talking, and what a blessing was brought into her life at that time. And you'd look at Wally, I might have spoken to her that day too, and I didn't know what she was going through. We don't know what sorrows or difficulties are in a meeting like this, in different hearts. Maybe you've come through a very difficult time. I know some of you that have, quite a number of you that have had recent trials. And then there's the mourning also for sin. Blessed are they that mourn, Jesus said. Maybe you're mourning over some besetting sin or some fall, and the Lord has worked a penitence in your heart, and He's blessing you because the goodness of God leads to repentance, and there's a comfort. There's a wonderful comfort. Perhaps we should open our hearts to the working of the Comforter for a few moments this morning as He touches our hearts. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I was struck by that testimony. I thought, and as I've thought many times, you just don't know what's happening in people's hearts. And this morning, as we've been drawn to this, we don't minimize the difficulties, but we do maximize, or we do call attention to the great grace, wonderful love of our God, and that He is interested in everything that concerns us, everything. Here, see the bread of life, see waters flowing forth from the throne of God, pure from above. Come to the feast of love, come ever knowing. Earth has no sorrow, but heaven can remove. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We open our hearts to Your wonderful ministry, Lord. You reach deep down into our hearts where no one else can go. You see what no one else can see. You touch where no one else can reach. Hallelujah. Thank You for the comfort of the Holy Ghost. God of comfort, we come to You today, the God of all comfort, and we thank You that You minister to every need. Hallelujah. 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 There is a balm in Gilead to make the wound whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick again. There is a balm in We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You speak words of comfort that no man can speak, Lord. You go where no one else can go. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Strengthen each heart, Lord. Comfort each one. Strengthen each heart, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Lord, we receive. We receive this morning. Hallelujah. We receive your word of comfort, your mighty grace, Lord, more abundant.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing together from our hymn books, number 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I've come that they might have life more abundantly. Shall we stand as we sing? Are you trusting Jesus? Sing the last verse, Grace and Daniel, and all you others. Would you play a verse yet before we sing the last, and then we'll ask Brother Graber to come and speak to us. Together. Come to him believing, hearken to his call, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you cling. He will grant his blessing more abundantly, more and more abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have
Amen to that?
Amen.
What a great song. Wow. Wow.